What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 2 of season 2 of the Chow Codes podcast. As I've said before in some Instagram stories, I'm going to be answering a lot more questions and kind of doing something solo, as well as some, you know, bringing people on and answering questions that I find relevant to that specific situation. But today I have an email that came in that I found very interesting. That being said, if you guys have any questions that you want to have me answer on the podcast, just DM me, email me, you know, any of those forms of contact, you can definitely hit me up and I would be more than happy to answer your questions here. Give some feedback, because I think in a verbal platform, I am able to convey my thoughts a little bit better. So that being said, like I said, if you have any questions, just email me, DM me, and I will let you know if I'm going to answer them on the podcast or not. But anyways, let's get to the email. This is from Kevin Beckford. He emailed me on February 11th. He said, "I know you probably get tons of emails on a daily basis about this, but I caught on to your YouTube channel and want to say thank you for everything you post, as well as continuing your career." Thank you, by the way. "I came across your channel and I kind of have the same story as you. And what I mean by that is I also started going to school for IT and received certifications with a CompTIA A+, CompTIA Linux, CompTIA CSSS, and LPIC-1. I found myself getting more interested in the coding aspect and wanted to look into web development. I live in El Paso, Texas, and unfortunately there is not a big tech community here. I am reaching out to see if you offer any mentoring or recommendations on where to start to grow like you have. I appreciate any time you have to offer or just to chat with me. As you said in the I Got Called Out by Tech Rally, we are all here to help each other grow. Anything would help. Stay safe and thank you, Kevin Beckford." Kevin, thank you for the email, by the way. Yeah, exactly where I was, you know, just to start off, he looks to be in an IT technician position, going for a lot of the CompTIA certifications. I went for my CompTIA A+, but kind of went halfway and realized that I didn't really need it. So I completed, I think it was called the 901. I didn't get the 902, which is the second half of the A+, in order to get the certification. It was vouched for me, but I was just like, you know what, I don't really want to do the A+. So he does have, you know, a bunch of different certifications that definitely help and look good. So Kevin, if you're listening to this, you're on the right track. You know, if you were employed right now as an IT technician, I would say stick with it. In terms of getting into the IT, or I'm sorry, into the web development role, you know, it's a lot of what I did. And also, just to answer your first question, no, I don't offer any mentoring. I don't necessarily like want to explicitly say I'm mentoring people. I'd like to just answer your questions and kind of just offer my advice for free here. I like to help people. It's kind of one of the things that I really like to do, watching people progress and excel in their careers or in their lives in general, something that I genuinely, you know, get a kick out of. And I just want to see people grow. So, you know, like I said, if you have questions, I'm more than willing to answer them for free. Anyways, getting into the web development scene, it's a lot of what I did when I first started as an IT support specialist as well, is that I would learn how to code while I was working or on my off time. So I would be spending a lot of time during my breaks, during my lunch, researching web development. You know, it's learning HTML and CSS, and then getting into JavaScript right after that. Once you get the basics down, building projects, building websites, things of that nature, in the time that you can find. Obviously, I wouldn't recommend jumping out of your job as an IT technician. You got those certifications for a reason. You spent the time, you know, take your lumps with the IT technician role, even if it makes you unhappy at the moment. You kind of have to do that in order to bring the bread to the table, right? Like, I wouldn't say quit outright of your job and leave just because you want to pursue this passion of web development. That's great and all, but at the end of the day, you have a life to live. You have a potential family you need to take care of, or you need to take care of yourself. Whatever that situation may be, I would say stick to that job until you are confident or until you secure an actual dev job, then you can make that switch. So right now it's figuring out where in your schedule can you fit study time, what you need to sacrifice in order to make that happen, especially right now in our current, you know, climate where COVID is still heavy in our environment. You know, we still can't go out and all those kinds of stuff. You know, it's not a lot of social time. So that plays into your benefit of, you know, after work, you can kind of just stay home and learn how to code. Now, that is going to be subject to, again, the different variables in your specific life or in your specific situation where you need to time chunk it accordingly so that you're not neglecting anything else in your life, right? it's a give and take. As the in the tech rally video, we specified was that there is a give and take to this situation. So figure out what you can give and figure out what you can take. So that would be my tip for sure in terms of getting into the web development scene. Now, where you are in El Paso, Texas, I think not having a big tech community can play well into your benefit in terms of not having a lot of competition, if that makes sense. If there's not a big tech community, like I said, use that as leverage. While you're in a IT technician support role, you can definitely, you know, when you have the basics down of making a website, when you get a little bit more comfortable, then you can get out of your comfort zone and start to branch out into something like freelancing. Freelancing in your area is probably going to be a lot less competitive if there's not a big tech scene there, right? Unless there's a big freelancing community there, then I don't know, but you would have to kind of judge that and see what's around you. But I would say that you can definitely take huge advantage on reaching out to local companies, especially now. You know, a lot of them are probably going to be needing websites and stuff like that to kind of bring their business back up or improve and take the time right now in a quote unquote rebuilding kind of period to get their business back up and running. So use that, you know, go around to local businesses, ask around and see who wants or who needs a new website. Ask them if they're willing to have you, you know, build one for you and pay you. And that way you can actually get some practical experience that way with your newfound skills that you have been practicing and learning on your off time when you're not working as an IT technician. And that just compounds over and over and over time. After that, you know, again, the advantage plays in your favor of not being in a huge tech community where there may be less competition in terms of looking for software engineers or devs in the area that you're in. And don't be afraid of looking out, like, you know, around the area. You know, you can kind of branch out, spread the mileage on Indeed or on LinkedIn when you're looking for jobs and see what's around you. You know what I mean? There is an abundance of dev jobs, no matter if there's a tech hub or not. If there isn't, then definitely you might need to branch out and see what surrounding areas are asking for devs, or if you're willing to reload and move somewhere else in order to get a dev job, then that's something that you're gonna have to consider as well. But, you know, that to me, in my opinion, plays well in your favor of, again, the no competition factor. You can get the basics down, get some projects on your portfolio and show that off to other employers around you. And you may be one of a handful that may be applying to these roles and have a better chance of getting into a dev job and starting off. You know, it may not be great in pay, but hey, a job's a job. You're going to be doing something that you want to be doing, right? So kind of early on in your career, you'll have to take the lumps as a dev, and then on over time, build your way up into more solidified roles and get that payroll up. But I think that would be a huge starting point for you. And those would be some of my tips for sure. You know, it kind of, again, relates to my situation where I was in a IT role and I wasn't necessarily happy. I was definitely liking some of the stuff that I was doing, but over time it got kind of mundane. If some of you guys are in IT, you kind of know that there's a lot of tasks that repeat itself. And sometimes you have to deal with clients that are very, 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 you know, pushbacky. They're hard to work with, or just, you know, the one person in the office that you don't really like to deal with. You know what I mean? That can be a very, very cumbersome thing that happens in IT a lot that I had to deal a lot of. But, you know, it's not very, over time, if you're not in a more niche department of the IT, say like network engineering, cybersecurity, DevOps, you know, if you're just help desk, it's very boring. You know, and where I was, there was not a lot of room for growth as an early person in IT. There was not a lot of room for growth. I was asking for opportunities, but you know, the opportunities don't come unless you know what you're doing. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of things you can break, especially if you're dealing with Linux servers, phone systems. It's especially the phone systems. When I was dealing with Cisco phone servers, or like the, what were the other ones that we were dealing with? There was Cisco. Cisco was a pain. I think Palo Alto Networks was another one that we had to deal with. Those were legacy and those were tough. Those were tough to deal with because, again, those systems were set in place long before I was ever employed. And it was just like, okay, if you sneeze on this server right here, this thing might go down. So just be careful. You know what I mean? Like, it was just very, I had to tread very, very light waters, and it was too much. So again, I never got those opportunities because of situations like that where some of the equipment or some of the tasks were just so completely out of my scope, and it wasn't very beginner friendly. You had to have someone walk you through, but never did you ever have the opportunity, because a lot of people just had so much on their plate that they just didn't have the time to do it. You know what I mean? In IT, you can get occupied on a project or a current task that you have to roll out, and it's just, you know, you never have the time. You're always doing something. So I can see why a lot of IT technicians want to switch over to coding, because it's a more satisfying role. You get to build something practical and tangible and say, hey, look, I built this. This is awesome. You know what I mean? In IT, you're doing someone else's work and you're fixing something for someone else, and you know, it's a quick thank you and they're gone. You never get the satisfaction, or, you know, it's instant gratification, but it's not long-term gratification. It's very, very, again, mundane, and nothing to knock on IT. You know, IT was fun, but I think that as a help desk person, it's not that great. When you get into more, like I said, niched positions, then that becomes the bread and the butter when you're in IT. So if I had been that, I don't know if I'd have been a coder or a developer for sure. But, you know, I'm happy that I had a help desk position to show me that this was not for me. Although I still do enjoy fixing things, because at the end of the day, it's helping people, but not in a company environment, not in an enterprise environment where, you know, there's deadlines to meet, or there is critical information that you need to make sure that's saved, or, you know, fixing water spills, something simple like that. Not simple. Water spills were always something difficult. Dealing with RMA processes and dealing with other vendors like that is it gets boring. You know what I mean? Like, it gets really, really boring. I had to do that when I was working at Central Computers, and I had to do that when I was working at some of these other companies. So it gets very mundane. I'm just going to keep saying it. IT gets very mundane. So I get it, Kevin. I hope those tips helped you out. I hope that those answered your questions. I'm pretty sure I hit everything. Let me double check. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely think that that's going to answer your questions. You feel free to reach out to me again if you, you know, need any more advice. You know what I mean? So pretty much time chunk. Find time to fit coding into your schedule, especially if you're working as an IT technician right now. You know, there's definitely downtimes in IT where you aren't getting very many tickets. So you can definitely, you know, code or do something like that to excel your career. And I'm sure that's going to help a lot of other people. There's a lot of people that kind of relate to my journey where they're also IT technicians looking to do a career switch. So if that's helped you out, I'm, you know, more than happy to answer more questions. If they pop up for you, just email me, justin@chaucodes.com. That's justin@chaucodes.com. And then you can also DM me on Instagram or Twitter, and I'll do my best to get back to you. You know, I'm trying to do my best with the whole communication thing. I get very busy at times. You know, it gets crazy. And I have some big things coming soon, so it's going to take up more of my time, but this stuff is fun. So I'll always try to make time. But that being said, like I was just saying, I keep double saying, I'm not going to cut that out, but I just realized I say saying twice. But anyways, thanks for listening to this episode. I'm going to have like a lot of quick snips of this answering questions. And I think it's going to be really, really awesome just to, you know, chat with you guys and answer your questions. But hope you guys enjoyed this one. I'll see you guys on the next episode. Peace out.